Welcome to Pagan Coffee Talk. Here are your hosts, Oswin and Lord Knight. Today's topic is the LGBTQ organization.
I want my letter back. Can the gay community, can gay men and lesbians start an actual thing to get our letters taken off of this?
I'm okay with that.
I don't know who in the world you have to call to say, hey, add this letters or whatever. Can we un-add them?
I don't know.
Is there? I mean, because I'm sorry, I do not want to be associated with MAP.
No.
All right. And for those who don't know, MAP is minor attracted people. Don't do that. No.
Well, and quite frankly, I also, and this is just me, I don't necessarily want to be associated with the non-binary group of people. I don't necessarily want to be associated with, you know, all those other letters that they've recently added in the past 5 years.
Well, even when it was
just... That's not my crowd.
Well, if you remember, like back in the 80s and stuff, for the longest time, we tried as a community, the gay and lesbian and bisexuals, we tried our best to distance ourselves from the T's.
Yes.
Because it wasn't, to us, it's not real. I'm sorry. You can't sit there and just decide you're a man or a woman.
It
don't work like that. There are physical laws that you cannot
change.
Right. So we wanted to distance ourselves from that, but yet we're still shoved in there with the rest of them.
Right.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I watch some of these podcasts and stuff. Like, you know, Tim Pool. And yeah, I keep on seeing them use the slippery slope with actual real results.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, first they wanted gay marriage. Then as soon as we got gay marriage, then you're going to have to start teaching being gay in school.
Oh, yeah. And see, I don't agree with that either.
All right. I mean, I don't see why it needs to be taught in schools.
Well, nothing needs to be taught. I mean, we're as much a part of history as...
Get me wrong. I don't know about you, but me, I'd rather do homeschooling. I'd rather there be homeschooling than actual public schools. All right? I don't like public schools. I don't like the fact that you have a union telling kids what in the world to use. It's not about what in the world a union wants to teach you. It's about what in the world kids need to be taught. Parents need to have that authority.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not against public schools. I'm not against private schools necessarily. But I think that parents need to be more involved in what their kids are learning. Well, they need to know what's going on in their schools, and they need to have a say.
This brings in this whole long line of logic of, hey, we need to bring all this jobs back to the United States that we sent to China and all these other places so people can work here, so one person in a household can support 4 to 5 people.
Yeah, but you got to do something about the economy now because one income is just not going to suffice with the way things are.
But again, you need to live with inside your means. Yes, I think they need to change the laws and the tax stuff to where in the world if you have a spouse at home, right?
Yeah.
That you can claim that person as a dependent if you're paying all their bills.
Right.
That way, you know, even if that person's like got a part-time job or something, you can still claim them because you're paying for the majority.
Well, that would certainly help, but I'm just saying with the way inflation is right now, one income is not the easiest thing to do right now.
Well, and, you know, I'm still back to the whole entire pagan kind of philosophy of life. Most of us should be homesteading anyway and still interacting with the world at the same time.
Well, sure. All right. But that's a fine line.
That's a different thing there. Because, you know, I think pagan families should be more close-knit than what they are now.
Right. Refer back to pagan family values.
But you see what I'm saying? It's just some of the stuff that they're pushing don't make no sense. It goes against nature.
Yeah.
All right. And again, we still have all these people who are like, hey, you know, this is part of nature. I'm sorry. Homosexuality is part of nature. We see it in nature. We see it in other animals.
Sure it is. Yeah.
So it's part of the world. Sorry. But at the end of the day, there's no way I can give birth to someone.
No, absolutely not.
Men cannot give birth. But yet, this is what this LGBT community is telling us. We went from, hey, no, we just want rights. We just want to live our lives in peace and nobody bother us.
Right.
To, oh, now you have to accept our lifestyle and everything about us. While at the same time, none of us accept everything that the straight community does.
No, but we don't really do anything against them for it. So, I mean...
But no, I've seen it railing up against traditional values and...
Yeah, in recent years, yeah. Right.
I mean, because again, most people, when you hear that traditional value, oh, no, 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 that means all the gays have to go back into the closets and the whole nine yards. Again, people, we're not talking about moving that far back. We're talking about actual steady values. People need to defend each other. People need to stand up. The strong needs to defend the weak.
Right.
We need to hold our cops accountable and make sure that they're doing their jobs and not taking advantage of their positions.
Well, and we need to hold, and along that line, we also need to hold our government accountable because, after all, they're supposed to be working for us.
Right. And when they don't do what they say, when they lie to you, when they become warlocks and break their words,
right,
stop voting for them. And again, I keep on saying the same thing from this organization. It's less about human rights anymore and more about politics and what in the world they want and what in the world they think they want, the LGBT community. It's not about the individual groups anymore.
Right. And if you're and if you're speaking politic wise, as far as the whole alphabet soup goes, you're also looking at, the more they try to push things down everybody's throats, the more likely it is that we are going to be pushed back into those times where we did have to go back into the closet, where we couldn't be as visible, because people are doing the same. They're going to wind up doing the same thing they're doing with Dylan Mulvaney and folks like that, where they don't give a shit anymore.
Well, people don't realize is that the cancel culture, me and you, or the alternative culture,
yeah,
that we knew is in power right now.
Yes.
They are the mainstream, and this is what they've done. Corporations are good. Listen to the pharmacies.
Mm-hmm.
Corporations are good. You need to trust them.
Right.
You need to trust the government. No, you need to do things for yourself.
Well, and you know, Ronald Reagan said it best. The eight most dangerous words in the English language. I'm with the government. I'm here to help.
I mean, and I'm sorry, and even in Christianity, because I've seen a couple of Christians bring this topic up, mm-hmm, that witchcraft is really that of rebellion. I'm sorry, you cannot be rebellion when you're part of the system.
Right.
When you are the machine. When you are the man.
Right. That is not being rebellious.
That's not being rebellious.
It's quite the opposite.
Exactly. All right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit there. If you're a femme man, be a femme man.
Right. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? If you, and again, I'm back to, hey, look, if you're a guy and you want to walk around in a dress, go ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
It's your business.
Your business, your body. I don't care.
I'm not going to agree with it, but whatever.
You know, if you want to wear makeup, wear makeup. Who cares?
Right.
All right. But again, I'm telling you right now, what I think is going to happen is that one of these people, like Dylan Mulvaney or somebody like this, is going to go into the wrong town,
mm-hmm,
think they're all that in a bag of freaking chips and they can't get hurt, walk into the wrong bathroom, go to take a leak, and there'll be some 8-year-old girl in there that screams off top of their lungs. And then you're going to have some redneck dad in there throttling you, calling the police at the same time, calling you a child molester.
Right.
That's kind of like, you know, everybody talks about the violence against transgender women. Well, the majority of the times when I hear this is they think they're big and bad, and actual women go to straight bars and start picking up straight guys.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's gay.
Right, and then if you're not being honest with somebody, you can expect somebody's not going to be happy about that.
I'm sorry. You're taking probably a tipsy straight guy home or going home with them, and you expect everything just to go swimmingly.
Right.
How stupid can you be? And yet I know there are people out there doing this shit. You can't tell me they're not.
So, question though, how does this relate to paganism? How does this relate to what we do as a religion?
Because we do common sense stuff. We believe in the KISS method. It right. doesn't
keep
have,
it simple.
We keep it simple. All right. In other words, it doesn't have to be complicated. The only time people complicate stuff is to make themselves seem smarter.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be that complex. It's simple. We follow the rules of nature. That's it. You can't break them. Men cannot become women. Women can't become men. And to sit there and pretend that the spiritual realms that some of these people are touching is the same thing as this realm is stupidity upon your part and bad teaching from all these other pagans out there who keep on teaching this stuff.
Well, now, what about like the Native Americans who have the two-spirit people?
To me, and what I've heard of it, and when I'm thinking about it, and when you're looking at tribal life, which nobody in the United States knows anymore.
Right.
All right. In tribal life, you have to keep order. So you have a gay guy there. Well, then you're a real feminine. So we're going to put on a dress and you're going to act like a woman because that's what you want to do. And if you want to marry this other brave, that's it. But you're going to have to be a woman. You're going to have to be a man. So jobs are split up.
But what about the argument that these people were elevated spiritually within the tribe?
I'd say I've heard that for years, but I've never actually seen any real thing that gays or trans or, and even then they're not really trans back then.
No.
All right. Trans is it's impossible.
Right.
Without our technology, if the world ends tomorrow, all these trans people will start converting back.
Right.
Unless they've had body parts chopped off. So what were they really doing? I think they were really just holding on to their gender roles in society. In other words, if me and you were part of it, they would look at us. No, one person has to do the female roles. And if you're going to do that, you're going to dress like a female and act like a female.
All right.
All right. And your brave or your husband needs to act like a husband. Again, the same roles.
So we're back to rules of nature.
Rules of nature, the whole nine yards. And again, when you're living in a tribe, I'm sorry, when you're hunting and gathering, the hunters have to go out and hunt. The women actually have to go out and find food, gather it up, and bring it back in large groups. The guy that would have dressed up like a woman would have been doing this with them.
Right.
All right, which actually would probably even be better in that time. Because again, if you're a rival, tribe, you just think these are all women and bypass them.
Right.
Because you don't attack women, so that guy still gets away with the privileges of being among the women. Why does it have to be any more complicated than that?
Your guess is as good as mine.
All right, because, and again, I could be wrong. I probably am, because Native American is not my field of expertise.
Nor is it mine.
By any extent of the imagination. But I'm sorry, this two-spirit, I don't think it is as real as everybody thinks it is. There might have been one tribe, but I don't see this. I don't see how this works.
No. Anybody who's Native American and can explain that,
go for it.
Please do.
Like I said, the organization that I know is the LGBT community used to be about something different.
Yeah. It used to be a completely different ideology.
Right. And now it's like they solved the problem. And I'm sorry, when the problem was, when we got our rights, when we got the right to marry and all that other stuff, this organization should have fell apart. It was done. There was nothing else left for it to do.
Instead,
we have to make more money. So we're going to have to pick up this trans group or this even more niche group to get money. So again, I don't think this is about actual rights. I think it's about money. These people have worked in these organizations. They can't get jobs anywhere else, I guess. To me, that's all I think it is. They're just wanting more money.
All right, so this is going to be somewhat of an interesting topic. Ritual or Tupperware party?
I've been hearing a lot of this from a lot of students I've interviewed here lately. They go online, they find a quote-unquote Wiccan group,
mm-hmm.
and go out there to go visit, to go for full moon or Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
right? They get there and no ritual, no nothing, but everybody there trying to sell you everything from incense to crystals to everything else. It was more, they keep on saying it's more like a Tupperware party.
Okay.
All right. And again, I'm back to, we need to get back to doing rituals and get out of the magic thing.
Now, we were just talking about that last night. This is being recorded right around Beltane.
Yeah.
probably not going to air anywhere close to that, but but we were just talking about that to somebody in
Temple.
Yeah, and it was the same conversation. It was like, nobody wants to do ritual anymore.
And you get these blank stares like, what are you talking about? All right, but yet you go on Etsy and you look them up and they claim to be rituals, but when you read through it, it's, well, you go take a bath, you know, for money or whatever, or you're going to go cast circles and all this other stuff.
Right.
That's for rituals. That's, again, to celebrate and to be in the presence of the gods.
Right. Not to cast spells.
Not to cast spells. I mean, you just did your Beltane ritual.
Yes.
Which you are very proud of.
Yes, it came together very well.
You know, the whole idea of this was to be passing on wisdom to the next stage.
Right, and I used Futhark runes.
Right, and we only picked so many of them
right.
that represent wisdom.
Right.
To give people a glimpse into the wisdom they may need to learn. Funny enough, everybody who grabbed one, it seemed to be almost like their complete opposite of what they were trying to do.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that.
Well, for instance, probably one of the better examples, one person drew one that dealt with more motherhood and nurturing, and she had always had somewhat of an issue with being a nurturing person because she doesn't come from that type of background. She's...
And why is this important?
But it's important because as a priestess, she's responsible for the nurturing of her.
But in the terms of wisdom, the best way to learn wisdom is through strife.
True, yes.
Through the darkness.
Yes.
Hence the reason why, you know, most of us believe that you have to go through darkness before you can enjoy the light.
Right.
Because you have to gain in wisdom. You have to gain in appreciation.
And what was it I said last night? Knowledge comes from study. Wisdom comes from struggle.
Right. And I'd say a lot of people don't seem to understand these things. These are the things that we are supposed to be promoting in our rituals, in our religion.
Right.
Not this magic stuff. All right. I mean, don't get me wrong. The magic's cool. It's nice. And it's great to have access to it.
Sure it is.
All right. You know, and yes, when I was younger, just like everybody else, it was a shiny new toy.
Right. Ooh, look.
Ooh, look. And then you become a third degree and you start to realize the joke from Aladdin, where Genie sits there and goes, ooh, great cosmic power, itty bitty living space.
Right.
Because again, once you're able to literally start to see the fabric of fate and how things are supposed to, you know, how the gods want things to unfold or whatever, you start going, maybe I shouldn't mess with that as much as I think I should.
Right.
You know, and again, those people without the wisdom will sit there and just go ahead and trot on in. You know, there's a difference between trotting in and all happy and go lucky and another one with a little intrepidation.
Right. you know, it's kind of like it's one thing to go through the river with, you know, a little tiny sailboat. It's another thing to go through the river in a giant, you know, 17 sail ship.
Even if my big boat won't sink.
Right.
I'll still be able to go down the damn river. I'll just walk. Well, I forgot what the question was.
It was this whole idea that instead of doing rituals, it's like everybody's trying to sell you something to promote a spell or something aside from
ritual. And if you notice, these quote-unquote rituals that you can get, all the needs and stuff can actually be bought at the exact same store. Oh, and this nice little spell box.
Right.
Funny how that is. But nobody's getting conned here, right?
Mm-mm.
Even though they were required to take them all down because some people were calling them spells and they weren't working.
Right.
Because again, we still have people. I don't know how to explain that.
Well, my question is how is that? Because you said you were talking to, you know, potential students,
right?
People who were interested in classes, and they were talking about going somewhere, and instead of ritual, they were trying to be sold something. I've never heard of that before.
Well, I mean, we quit going to these things a long time ago. What these people are talking about?
Oh, okay.
They're going to these quote unquote Wiccan
festivals
or Wiccan religious or local temples of Wicca. And when they get there, all everybody's doing is like sitting around the living room, chit chatting, gossiping. No spiritual talk, nothing, no ritual, no prep or anything. And, oh, here, need some herbs, need this, I do this. Here's all this soap I made. I'm bringing, you know, stuff for everybody else that they paid for last time we showed up.
Okay.
And then that's all that seems to happen. There's never any ritual. They just stop after that and all go home because they've all traded their goods and went home for the day.
Right.
Because they're there to sell stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're going to a festival, you should expect that to happen.
If I'm going to a festival, they normally have vendors set up, and I can go talk to those vendors.
Right.
But
again, you should expect that.
Well, think about it like this. Think about showing up to one of our rituals, and instead of us having an actual rituals, we got up there and started to praise of this incense or that incense that you can buy at a nice cheap price.
Right.
Instead of
like, oh, by the way, I make this incense. Right. Do you like that? Yeah, I can get that for you for a good price.
I have never actually had to pay besides supplies for anything from Lady Keegan.
Right.
You're a member of Temple. I don't want people to think we're like mistreating her.
Oh, no, we've offered to pay her many times for...
Do you see what I'm saying? No, I mean, normally in covens, when you got people that have businesses or whatever, you're normally going to, inside a temple, you're normally going to get it at cost or cheaper. And even then, it's not, hey, you know, I'm not probably going to allow somebody that's showing up the ritual just to keep on trying to promote their... Everybody knows you're doing it. They can come to you.
Right.
That's all you need to say. And then to me, it's kind of like what we talk about, like with our titles and stuff. I don't need to do it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and I'm not going to like have a hissy fit because somebody outside our tradition doesn't refer to me as Lord.
Right.
All right. It's just not going to happen. I probably even wouldn't be doing it inside, but I'm sure there would be like 12 people turn around going,
Right.
You know, especially if it's the lady. No. You would dress her properly. I think this is the same way with businesses inside of temple.
Right.
You mention it one and that's it. If you need something and you're talking to somebody and you don't know, that person will probably turn around and go, well, you know what? You go over there and see Lord such and such. They'll fix you up later after ritual. And even then, that's a private conversation. You're not sitting there in a circle just...
Right. Spilling out, oh, hey, I do this, this, and this, and this.
Yes, and I brought these herbs with me, and I'm having a sale. And
here's my price list.
I came for ritual, not a damn infomercial.
Right.
If people would quit going to these things, going, no, I'm done, and walk away. I mean, if this is what you want to do, go for it. But it's not, I'm here for a religious and spiritual
Right. I mean, it's one thing to sit down and do some networking.
Right.
That's cool. That's fine if that's what you want to do. But don't call it a ritual if this is your primary goal.
Right.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Just have. Hey, where people are going to come hang out. We're just going to chit chat. We're going to hang out. You know, talk about this, talk about that.
Right.
Whatever.
I would not have a problem in temple outside of full moons and Sabbaths if people wanted to pick a day and go, hey, we just all want to get together and share our crafts and stuff with each other.
Right.
Hey, great. Hey, look, I tell you what, y'all have fun with that. I'm going to be sitting here on my couch playing my Xbox. I mean, because again, I'm still back to, I know you do this and I can call you up. It's not like people that do businesses in our temple walk up to us going, hey, do you need some herbs or anything? It's normally the other way around.
Absolutely, yes.
It's normally we tell our students or whatever, no, you need to approach them going, here, this is what I'm looking for, and I was told you were the best person to help me track it down.
Right.
End of subject. It still should not be called a ritual.
No.
So it's more important for y'all to make money to actually celebrate your religion, so why are these people still even calling themselves witches when they're not doing the religion?
No, I agree. I mean, I don't think you can. I really don't.
No.
You're just a merchant.
Right.
I mean.
You're a merchant taking advantage of a religion. I'm sorry. This is like me going to Catholic Mass and sitting there selling off Yu-Gi-Oh cards or something.
Right.
I mean, or necklaces with supposedly pieces of wood of the cross or something.
Right.
I mean, but you see what I'm saying? This is the same thing.
Oh, you need a rosary? Here, I have 20.
I have them 20, yeah, you know.
Open up your code.
Somebody's been watching Bonnie Miller.
Yep. Open up your code on one side. I have rosaries over here. I have holy water over here on the other coat.
Yeah, I mean.
You need some incense? Here, I got this pocket right here.
I mean, but honestly, and truly, what could be the mindset of these people?
I don't, it's money.
Money?
I mean, it could be catering to a specific audience, and that's fine and dandy, but again, don't call your thing a ritual if all you're going to do is peddle your goods.
Right. If this is all y'all will wind up doing and you're not actually doing ritual, then why?
If you're just casting spells, don't call it a ritual.
Now, here's how this goes for us, and other people could do it different ways, all right? But we normally do ritual around 7 o'clock.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Roughly. All right? And we tell most people, okay, if you're coming to ritual, you need to show up at least a minimum of 15 minutes early. All right? Because that last 15 minutes is to, if you're wearing robes, to change out to them and all this other stuff and get...
Right.
Sit down, meditate. And then we go in there and set up for ritual, the altar, the whole nine yards, and go in... Perform ritual, then come out. Now, again, if it's a grand Sabbath, we're going to have a feast and sit,
mm-hmm.
have some drinks and gossip and talk and joke around.
Which we did.
Which we did, which was fun. It's nice being around people and making references to stuff we used to do and have done and...
And probably will do.
And probably will do again. Even though some people's, you know, when you cook a suckling pig and their wall comes covered in it.
Right. You know, it's a little bit of pig grease.
And, you know, your dogs will eventually lick the paint off.
Right. You might have to repaint afterwards, but hey, what's a little paint?
These were fun. These are funner memories than... Hey, I went to ritual, and hey, look at all the crap I bought.
Right.
You know, again, we're still back to, as a religious community in which we are, everybody seems to be more focused on material possessions than their actual spirituality.
Right.
Claiming it to be spirituality when all it is just greed.
Right.
Go figure.
Yeah. I mean, we're all materialistic to a point. But I think, like, with you and I, we understand we don't need anything.
No. Well, what we...
For our spirituality.
No, we don't. All our need... I mean, we can pretty much take care of our needs.
Right.
We have food. We have shelter.
Right.
We have heat. We have cold. The whole nine yards. So, what else do we need? I mean, we're not talking about poverty, but...
Right.
You know, we're not living in some, you know, six-room mansion.
I wish. No.
I don't. Actually, I have to clean it.
I was going to say, actually, I don't because I've... We used to clean houses. I've cleaned some pretty big houses. No.
No. No.
Just one word.
Won't
no.
work. No. 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 So, are you with me on this? I don't.
I am, yeah.
And I don't see why in the world the rest of the community isn't up in arms about this.
Well, because I think it's not as prevalent is what some people may think it is, but it does happen. And since it does, since it's not a very prevalent thing, I could be wrong.
I don't know. I from the way I've been hearing it from multiple people, it is
pretty prevalent.
It's becoming more and more prevalent. In fact, it seems to have been coming worse since COVID.
Oh, when I see that, kind of makes sense though. Because, you know, we all kind of got secluded from each other.
Right.
So, had to come up with something, so it's, let's sell this.
And then to make it even worse, now you have all this financial problems that we have in the United States now with inflation and all this other stuff. The first thing people get rid of are the frills.
Right, the frills, the luxuries.
The luxuries and stuff like that.
The extras.
Right, so sitting there buying crystals and incense at nauseam and oils and all this other crap that you really don't need is going to start dropping down. I would be surprised within the next couple of years seeing a lot of these metaphysics shops shutting down.
Which I think ultimately would be a shame.
It would be a shame, but I can see it happening. They'll be one of the first victims.
I think it's either that or they'll wind up, well, it may be a slow process.
I'm saying it will.
Like, they may shut down their storefronts but keep an online presence.
Right.
Still selling stuff, but then eventually
having to just close like their doors. Again, having the same problems as any other mom and pop stores.
Right, exactly.
That we have nowadays. And when inflation goes up, these mom and pop stores go out of business, which is the lifeblood of America.
Right.
But, hey, no, let's just print more money.
Well, I was going to say, unless they're, well, we're not going to go there. But, like, there's a little metaphysical store right up the road from us.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's got the right idea. He owns the building. Mm-hmm. So he's not paying a lease. He's not paying any of that money.
The only thing he's got is property tax.
Right. So his overhead is kind of low. He searches out and finds suppliers who give him the best prices.
Right.
So he's actually selling stuff less for less money than most of the other stores.
Yeah, but how much of that stuff is coming from China?
See, I don't know.
You know, because I'm sort of getting to the point, and that, again, I'll admit, I could be wrong, but I would rather see this stuff made in America.
Oh, I would too. Well, I would rather it made anywhere else other than China.
Let me rephrase that. These people that are selling at these Wiccan stores, y'all need to start going and seeing if you can sell at these stores.
Right.
And supply the stores and let people go there.
Exactly.
That would be my ultimate goal. This is temple. If you want to sell this stuff, there's a store down here and there's a store up here, and go talk to them and see if they, I think those stores need to carry local people's crafts.
Absolutely. This one right up the road from us, he has a consignment section, right, where local craftspeople from other covens
can make incense and stuff like
they
that.
They make incense, they make soaps, they make bath bombs. I mean, it's all local stuff.
Right. This helps our local economy. This helps us as a community.
Yes.
So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not all against this selling. I'm against it when you're supposed to be doing ritual. You're there to do a full moon. You're there to do an ASPAT or a Sabbath. That's what we need to be doing.
Now, don't get us wrong. There are times during conversation when something might come up and somebody be like, you know what? I do stuff like that. I can help you.
Well, I mean,
that's different.
That's again.
That's just general conversation. That's something. That's not purposely going to sell your stuff.
I mean, it's like me having a background in electronics and somebody looking at me at Temple going, "Well, my computer just died.
Right?
Can you take a look at it?" Sure.
Right.
This to me, and I'm not charging you for anything. You're a Temple person. You're a member of Temple. I'm going to look at it. You know, but don't, on the other hand, it doesn't mean I'm going to do every.
No.
You know, all 13 people start coming at you at one time. That's a difference.
Yeah, no.
No.
I ain't got that kind of time, y'all.
I ain't got that time. I ain't got that kind of patience. I really don't have all my tools to do the laptops. You really need to take them. I can do desktops at home.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Just don't expect a quick turnaround. Just saying.
Just saying. I mean, but this I don't have a problem with.
No.
You know, that's like, you know, we had mechanics in our temple, and hey, look, you know, next week or whenever you got time, can you come take a look at the car? Okay.
Right.
Why not? This I don't have a problem with. What I have a problem is when you're sitting there and you are literally going, doing an ad or literally pushing your products on everybody.
Right.
That's what I have a problem with.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another episode. Pagan Coffee Talk is brought to you by Life Temple and Seminary. Please visit us at lifetempleseminary.org for more information, as well as links to our social media, Facebook, Discord, Twitter, YouTube, and Reddit.
We travel down this trodden path, a maze of stone and mire. Just hold my hand as we pass by a sea of blazing pyres. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning breaks. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning.